So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And, you know, I am so excited because the Erica Glessing Show is in Tokyo right now. My next guest happens to be in Tokyo right now. He's not actually from Tokyo, I don't believe, but how much fun can we have across the globe? We're going to actually have a conversation about money and contribution. And, you know, you're going to be able to find out more about this at TheEricaGlessingShow.com, where I'm going to give him his very own page on the site, and you're going to be able to click and link and get way deeper into it. So with no more further ado, welcome Liam Phillips.
Ah, hi, Erica. Thank you for that introduction. And it's just so amazing that we can connect right across the entire globe and have a hopefully an amazing conversation about money and contribution.
It took, as soon as he and I were able to understand the time zone differences, it was really not a problem. So once we figured out it's 9 o'clock the next day for you.
Yeah. I'm in the future. So, you know, I know all the gold lotto results.
I know. Isn't that really fun? So now we're testing space and time. So, you know, let's just jump right in. We have such a short time on my podcast. When you're stuck with money and you're stuck with money and you're stuck with money, what are some things people can just start being and how can we shift that? How can we change that?
Yeah, that's a really good question. And that's part of what this 100K Club is all about, where you can actually create or have the possibility of creating an extra $100,000 in 90 days. And of course, as soon as I say that, where does everybody go? Oh, I could never do that. And it's like our points of view are so strong. We as infinite beings are so incredibly potent and powerful that when we have a point of view, a fixed point of view like, oh, I could never do that, that's exactly what we create in our money flows and in our bodies and everything else.
Right? Thank you. Yeah. It's so crazy. You know, I know this isn't related, but I did a bestseller campaign recently. And the interesting thing was before I used to do these, I had the point of view that a bestseller campaign cost too much work, was out of my reach, was for different authors who had a lot more going on than I did. And I actually just started asking the books, what would it be like? What would it take? I mean, but actually asking them. And then I had to actually do what it said. And that was kind of a pain in the, you know what? But as soon as you said that, I remembered back to 2014 before I believed that I could do bestseller. It was a completely different mindset. So now tell me a little bit about what gave you the idea of the 100K Club and kind of what the intention is for that. Tell us, just kind of play with me here on that.
Well, a couple of months back, I wanted to go to Malaysia to do a 7-day class with Access Consciousness and Gary Douglas. And I had the money, but I didn't want to dip into my 10% account, which is money that I have just for the sake of having it. So what I did was I asked for contribution, and in that I got this sort of energetic hit to start to do some videos about creating $10,000 in 9 days, because I had 9 days to get to Malaysia.
Right.
And what was amazing was that not only did I create the $10,000, I actually created more than what I actually required. Now, but it didn't occur on day 9.
Oh, my goodness.
On day 11, all this money. I wasn't doing it from that space of neediness or I haven't got enough or anything like that. I was doing it more as a fun experiment to see exactly what I could create using my potency and my demand question and asking for contribution from the universe and including me in that. And I think that's where a lot of people get stuck. Is that,
that just went by really fast. So let's just, I'd like to just pause on what Liam just said. And if you're listening to this, you may want to rewind and just play that again. Because the nugget in there for me was just that whole combination of that. So maybe just share that one more time. It was like choosing, but then including you. Say it one more time if you remember.
Yeah, well, so often our contribution is, many of us really want to contribute a lot of energy and money and time to other people and other projects and stuff like that. And we tend to forget about ourselves, and we leave our back open, and we don't have our own backs. We should have our own back in it. Whenever we contribute, we should always include ourselves in that. Because right. It's the gifting and the receiving that is simultaneous in contribution. And right. If you forget to include yourself, you're not receiving. And that's what people enjoy about you, is when you receive their gratitude, receive them. And so you start to be more of you every time that you contribute, if you include right.
You know, when I was starting this podcast, I got present to a different... I had had several failed attempts at podcasts and radio shows and TV shows. So 2013, it wasn't like my first, you know, walk around the block. And when I was observing a highly successful podcast that I happened to be on last fall, and it, you know, 500,000 monthly downloads, just a crazy successful podcast. And when I looked at it really carefully, I saw how the man that ran it always had his own back. Mm-hmm. Every page had how you could contribute to him, mm-hmm. how he could contribute to you. So while he had beautiful guests, he was so disciplined on having the podcast serve him. And I went, it was just exactly what you're saying, is how often in our creations do we want to help everyone else, but we just don't even think we're important.
Yeah. You become the non-valuable product, and people will tend to contribute more to you when you have your own back, and when you, because you're in that place of receiving, and that's what people really are looking for, is other people to receive them, and then they're willing to contribute. It's
so counterintuitive. I love it. You know,
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about what kinds of things one might expect if you start committing to the 100K club. So let's say I'm a yes and I say 90 days, 100K. What's to stop me from just freaking out and going into paralysis?
Oh, we've got a paralysis. Yeah, analysis and paralysis, thinking and paralysis. A Facebook club. It's called 100K Club. You'll find it. You just have to type it into your Facebook.
Boom. It's, you know, anyone can join.
And anyone can join. You don't have to have done any access. You don't have to have money. You can also have a lot of money and still come along. You know, what could you contribute? What could you receive? And so what we're planning to do is to have lots of fun ways to create that money and overcome, or get, maybe a better word would be, get around those obstacles, those mental obstacles and feeling obstacles of like, yeah. I can't, I'm not worthy enough, and start to change energetically that platform, that foundation from which you can, that is actually creating the lack in your reality.
Oh my goodness. Just for everyone who's listening and can't see the Zoom, my cat is so in love with Liam. He's like coming over here. Like, he never does this. He always kind of curls up behind the computer. He's just like all over it. So hi from Sapphire to the podcast audience. And he says he's willing to help me with contributing to me and to him and to lots of money. So that was fun. So maybe your pets could help you as well.
Definitely.
And your
Don't
animals.
Ask your pets or children.
Wow, right?
Yeah.
So, Liam, just maybe before we go, I'd like to encourage everyone to head over to the 100K Club at Erica blessingshow.com. I'll make sure there's a link right next to Liam's picture and this podcast recording. But just maybe, why don't you give us one more tool? Let's just do one more tool. What else could someone something else that might show up to be of service to everybody who's listening?
Yeah, I think this interesting point of view tool is probably the tool I'd like to talk about. I'm currently also, this will also be on the 100K Club, so you can actually watch all these videos. I've got I've got them up there. But what occurs is when we, like what you were saying before, oh, I could never do that. I could never make 100K in 90 days. What if every time that you have a so-called negative thought like that come up about money, you just say this: interesting point of view. I have that point of view about money. And if you can do it three times, so let's do it on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting point of view. I have that point of view.
About money.
About money. Interesting point of view. I have that point of view about money. Interesting point of view. I have that point of view about money.
So now the point of view that you couldn't do it in 90 days, is that heavier now or is it lighter?
It's lighter already.
Yeah, because when you bring the space of interesting point of view to a fixed point of view, like I can't, I can't is a lie and it starts to dissipate. And so the truth starts to come up, which is the lightness. If you're an infinite being, what's light is true for you in that 10 seconds. So
oh,
interesting.
My goodness. Thank you.
Is a beautiful tool to use, which is from Access Con.
You know, I did use that one time when I couldn't seem to get a new house. And it was now I'm in my house. And since you said that, I went back and I was so fixed in, I'll never find what I want.
Yeah,
I wanted I wanted three bathrooms and a three-car garage, and I'm in a very, you know, crazy area, and I didn't want to actually pay more rent either. So I had a really interesting point of view, and I did it though. I got it. Like I got the house, and I had to keep IPOVing. I had to keep saying interesting point of view. I have that point of view, because every time I said it, I couldn't find it. I was actually blocking it. Dang.
Yeah. So great tool. Fantastic tool.
Thank don't you, Liam. Don't go hang out with him if you do not want 100K in the next 90 days. If you do not want that, do not go over to his website, his Facebook page. Do not hang out with him and pay him money to help you do that. That would be awful. You might have it happen and we wouldn't want that.
Exactly.
Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining me from Tokyo. Have a fabulous day. I'm going to have a fabulous evening because where I'm recording you from, it's nighttime. And I'm just wishing you a beautiful day. And thank you so much for sharing your gracious gifts with us.
Thank you. And thanks for all your listeners too. I mean, what can we contribute to you?